Limited automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Well, it will be Mount Holmes basketball to start the second quarter as they trail Bentonville West 10-8. Mount Holmes led for a good chunk of the first quarter. That was kind of actually balanced between Mount Holmes having the lead and the two teams being tied. Bentonville West didn't take their first lead until just inside a minute left of the first quarter. It will be Bashir triggering the inbound pass on the far sideline. He'll throw it into Benton, and we are underway in the second quarter. It's man-to-man defense for Bentonville West once again. Benton throws to Bashir on the right wing, up top to Cruz, over to Benton on the left side. Now he's looked like he's heading towards the paint for a moment, but now he'll throw it to Bashir in the corner. He tried to throw it to Waymire. He couldn't handle the pass. And Collier Blackburn comes away with a steal. He's in the front court, throws it over on the left side to Wilmot. He'll dribble up between the circles and set up the offense. Throws it to Hornsby on the right wing. Over to Colin Blackburn. Now down to Collier Blackburn. His three-pointer in the corner, good. Collier Blackburn now with 5 points, and that is the Bentonville West lead as well. 13-8 is our score. Here is Benton throwing it to Bashir's. It's another zone press for the Wolverines, but Mount Holmes looked like they were able to break it for a moment, but Cruz kind of threw a careless pass to Benton, and it goes out of bounds, and Bentonville West will get back on the turnover. 7:08 left in this first half. Wolverines get the ball back, leading by five. Here's Wilmot into the front court for Bentonville West. Throws it to Colin Blackburn on the left wing. Down to Collier Blackburn. He's going to pull up for another three in the corner. Good. Collier Blackburn with back-to-back threes, and it is 16-8 all of a sudden. Bentonville West leading it with less than 7 minutes after the first half. Benton into the front court to Peters as Mount Holmes breaks the press. He'll give it to Waymire on the low block. He's going to be fouled and head to the free throw line. That foul is on Hunter Swoboda. That is his first personal foul, team foul number four against the Wolverines. So it will be David Waymire at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 4 points so far this evening. First shot for Waymire. Rolls around and goes in. So that stops Bentonville West 10-0 run. Second shot for Waymire. Rolls around and goes in. So he gets both. He now has six to lead Mountain Home. 16-10, the Wolverines with the ball and the lead. 6:40 left in the first half. Here is Wilmot into the front court for Bentonville West. Mountain Home in a man-to-man right now. He'll throw it to Hornsby. He's going down into the paint. His shot was blocked. Ball comes back, though, to Bentonville West. Here is Wilmot going into the paint. Over to Hornsby, his three-pointer on the right wing, good. Gabe Hornsby with 5 points now, 19-10. Bentonville West with the lead. Here is Cruz throwing it to Bashir's. Back over to Benton. Into the front court to Peters. He has it on the right side. He's going to go cross court to Bashir's. Down to Cruz in the paint. Kicks it out to Peters on the left right wing. His three-pointer, good. That's the first three for Mount Holmes tonight, and Peters now has 5 points. 19-13, Bentonville West leading it. 5:45 left in the first half. Pass was knocked away, but Bentonville West is able to keep possession. Here's Hornsby with it on the right wing, up top to Wilmot. He's going to pull up for the three. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Cruz. He almost fought for it with his own teammate, David Waymire. 5.5 minutes left of the first half. Here is Peters with it in the front court. He has it on the right wing, giving it to Cruz in the paint. His layup no good, but draws plenty of contact and will head to the charity stripe with 5:25 left in the first half. That foul is on Colin Blackburn. That is his first personal foul, team foul number five against Bentonville West. So Luke Cruz will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 2 points so far this evening. First shot, no good. Coming in now for Bentonville West are Boston Barron, Dylan Bailey, and Ben Larson, I believe, checks back into the game. Cruz's second free throw, good. He gets one of two. He now has 3 points, and it's a five-point margin. Bentonville West leading 19-14. Here is Bailey into the front court for the Wolverines. Mounting home in a man-to-man. He'll throw it over on the left side to Collier Blackburn. Down on the low block it goes to Subota. I'm sorry, to Larson, that is. Now his ball goes up top to Hornsby. He's going to pull up for another three. This one will not go. Long rebound goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Bentonville West, and Mountain Home will get the ball back with less than 5 minutes left of the first half. Bashir's will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline in front of the Bomber bench. He gets into Benton. Now to Cruz. Over to Bashir's as Bentonville West is once again going with the zone press, but Mountain Home's able to break it as Pierce now has in the front court. He finds Cruz in the paint going into the lane for the layup. Has the ball knocked away from him. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home keeping possession with 4:46 left in the first half. Bentonville West leading 19-14. Bashir's will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline right under the basket. Throws it to Cruz. Now up top to Waymire. Finds Benton. And he's going to pull up at the top for the three-pointer. In and out. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Barron. And back comes Bentonville West. Here's Bailey with it between the circles. His pass is knocked away and stolen by Bashir. He's quick, going back quickly. Oh, he was just a little too close to the sideline. Good defensive play by Bashir. Just could not stay away from that far sideline. And Bentonville West will get it back with 4:27 left. Oh, he had a fast break for the layup, but just was too close. And that's the way it goes sometimes. It will be Collier Blackburn inbounding it on the far sideline. He'll throw it into Bailey, who will bring it across the timeline. Here's Bailey dribbling to the right side. Looks like Mountain Home has switched to a zone, and, well, looks like they have switched to a zone for a moment. We're trying to trap, but now it's man-to-man once again. Here's Blackburn, Collier Blackburn with it on the right side. He's going to dribble up to the top. Now gives it to Barron on the low block, and looks like he's going to draw contact, and we'll head to the free throw line. It's on David Waymire, his first personal foul, team foul number four against the Bombers. So with 4:01 left in the first half, it will be Boston Barron going to the free throw line for a pair. These will be his first free throw attempts of the night. First shot is up and good. Checking in right now for Bentonville West is Garrett Wilmot. He comes back into the game, replacing Gabe Hornsby. Barron with one more free throw attempt. Second shot is up. In and out, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Waymire. Barron now has 3 points. 20-14, Mounts Home trails Bentonville West. Benton has it in the left corner, gives it to Bashir's on the wing. Up top to Peters now. He'll dribble to the right side. Now goes toward the free throw line, gives it up top to Benton now. And now a foul away from the ball is going to be called on Bentonville West. They're going to get Ben Larson with his first personal foul there on the low block. That was the last foul that Bentonville West had to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 3:40 left in the first half. Mountain Home will inbound it. It'll be Hunter Bashir triggering the pass on the baseline as they trail 20-14. Bashir throws it to Peters, who's going quickly into the lane for the layup off the glass and in. Good move by Colton Peters. He now has seven. And it is 20-16, Bentonville West with the lead. Here is Bailey into the front court. He's being double-teamed. Now gives it to Wilmot. Wilmot dribbles toward the corner. Now goes back up top to Bailey. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer at the top. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Bashir's. And back comes Mountain Home. Benton across the timeline for the Bombers. Man-to-man once again for Bentonville West. His pass was pretty well read by Garrett Wilmot. He comes away with the steals, going back the other way for the layup, off the glass and in. Garrett Wilmot with his first 2 points of the night, 22-16. Bentonville West leading with 3 minutes left of the half. Here is Benton with it on the right wing. He's dribbling towards the lane, now kicks out to Cruz in the left corner. His three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound for Benton. He'll throw it up top to Peters. Now he's going to try it from behind the arc. His shot will not go. Offensive rebound for Waymire. He couldn't get the ball to go, but draws contact and will head to the charity stripe with 2:44 left in the first half. Ben Larson picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 7 against the Wolverines. So David Waymire back to the free throw line where he's so far 2 of 2 with 6 points. First shot for Waymire, no good. Gabe Hornsby and Hunter Svoboda checking back into the game for Bentonville West, replacing Collier Blackburn and Ben Larson. Again, Larson just picked up his second foul. Second free throw for Waymire. He gets 1 of 2 on this trip. He now has 7 points, and Josh Fulcher quickly takes the timeout. We'll take it with him. 2:44 left to play in the first half. It is Bentonville West leading Mountain Home 22-17. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, we'll be Bentonville West basketball coming out of the timeout. David Waymire just sank 1 of 2 free throws to cut the Wolverines lead to 5 with 2:44 left of the first half. It is 22-17. Bentonville West with the ball and the lead. Bailey takes the inbound pass from Svoboda and will walk it across the timeline. Half court man-to-man defense for Mountain Home. Ball goes over to Hornsby on the right side. Now he's dribbling towards the low block. Now he'll kick it back out to Barron. Now he'll throw it up top to Wilmot. Wilmot's going towards the paint, and looks like he's going to draw contact. It'll be foul on the floor, and Bentonville West will inbound on the baseline. Cole Peters picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Bombers. Collier Blackburn checks back into the game for Bentonville West, replacing Hunter Svoboda, and for Mountain Home, Luke Dibble will head out to the court as, again, Colton Peters, who just picked up his second foul, will head to the bench. 2:18 left in the first half. Collier Blackburn takes the inbound pass at the free throw line. Now he'll give it to Bailey on the right side. Throws over to Wilmot on the left. Now he gives it to Collier Blackburn. He has it on the right wing. Back over to Wilmot. Wilmot throws it to Hornsby near the left corner. Trying to decide where he wants to go. Now he's going into the paint. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for, I believe that was Barron. He'll kick it out. Now Bailey has it on the right wing. His three-pointer does not go. Another offensive rebound, this time for Collier Blackburn. His follow is blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Waymire. And it will be Bentonville West inbounding it on the baseline with 1:47 left. Svoboda checks right back into the game for Bentonville West, replacing Dylan Bailey. Again, it's a 5-point lead for the Wolverines, 22-17 our score. Blackburn inbounding it to Wilmot. He's going to pull up for the jumper at the right elbow. No good. Scramble for the rebound, controlled by Hornsby. He's going back up with it. His shot counts, and he draws a foul. And now a technical foul will be called. I didn't see on who. I think they're going to give that to, they may give that to Hornsby. Or they may call it double technical. It will. Okay, so what happened was they did get the foul as the, and the and one to to Hornsby, but he's going to shoot a free throw. But he also got to call for the technical foul, and again that does count as a personal. So that's his second, team foul number 8 against Fentonville West. So he'll have one shot, and then Mountain Home will shoot a pair of free throws, and they'll get the ball. Hornsby's free throw will not go. He's now 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 5 points. So it looks like Luke Cruz will be at the free throw line for Mountain Home, shooting the technical shots with 1:39 left. Luke Cruz's free throw is up. No good. He has one more coming. Baylor Cresselius will check in for Mountain Home for the first time tonight after Cruz shoots his second free throw. And Cruz misses both. Oh, boy, that could hurt. You got to hit the technical free throws. Waymire will take a seat as he's replaced by Cresselius. And for Fentonville West, Hornsby will take a seat, and he's replaced by Colin Blackburn. Cresselius, by the way, a 6'2 junior. Benton takes the inbound pass. He has it on the right wing, now dribbles up to the top. He has it now on the left elbow. He's going towards paint now. Picks up his dribble, and I don't know where he's trying to throw it to. It goes into the backcourt. Cresselius grabs it, and Fountain will be called for the backcourt violation, and Bentonville West will get it back on the unforced turnover. 1:27 left to play in the first half. Bentonville West with the ball, leading 24-17. Collier Blackburn inbounds it to Wilmot. Wilmot dribbles there between the circles, gives it to Collier Blackburn. Now he dribbles to the right wing. Now goes back up to the top. Back over to Wilmot. They may just hold for the last shot of the half. They're just kind of playing keep away right now at the top. Now Barron has it. He's going into the lane, going up for the running jumper. No good. Offensive rebound. That is Svoboda going back up, but then off the glass and in. That's his first 2 points of the night. A 9-point lead for Bentonville West with 48 seconds left of the half. Here's Cresselius with it at the top. Throws it to Benton. Now over to Cruz on the right side. Up top to Dibble. Over to Bashirs now. Now goes to Benton on the left side. Now to Cruz. Cruz is heading towards the paint. Now kicks out to Bashirs in the right corner. His three-pointer, good. Hunter Bashirs with his first 3 points of the night. 26-20, Bentonville West leading it. 25 seconds left in the half. Here is Wilmot with it. Just inside the half-court stripe. 15 seconds as Bentonville West will hope for the final shot of the period. Wilmot dribbles to the right wing. 7 seconds left. Now goes back up to the top. Over to the left side. 4 seconds left. And now Greg Weiss quickly going to take a timeout to try to get one draw of a play for one last shot. We'll take it with him. 4.2 seconds left of the half. It is Bentonville West leading 26-20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Don't forget to join us for a piece of cake on Thursday, December 14th from 1 to 3 at our anniversary open house. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, both teams coming back out on the floor after that 30-second timeout. It will be Bentonville West inbounding it on the far sideline with 4.2 seconds left as they lead 26-20. Greg White calling that timeout to draw off one last play to get a shot off. Wilmot will inbound it on the far sideline, gets it to Barron. Back to Wilmot, 2 seconds. He's going to pull up at the top for the three-pointer. No good, and we have reached the end of the first half. Well, after two quarters of play, our score, Bentonville West leading Mountain Home 26-20. We'll start a Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Okay, clogged pores. I've had it. You think I don't notice your pesky blackheads? It's all I see. Why else would I be dodging photos, yelling back up, zoom out, not so close? But now, I've got Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strips. With natural charcoal, they pluck out